啊，我们继续来学习《阿摩师书
We're going to allow, let us continue to learn the book of Amos.
阿摩师的时代国家非常的强盛。
And so during the time of Amos, the kingdoms were very prosperous.
百姓的生活过得非常好。
And the people of the kingdom lived very well.
但是，他们充满着很多的不义。
However, they were filled with iniquities.
并且拜偶像，离开神。
And they worship idols and departed from God.
所以在这个情况之下，神用一个牧人阿摩师来传警告。
And during this time, God used Amos, a shepherd, to give the message, a warning.
今天我们比较我们特别在美国国家也很强盛。
And so today, we live in a prosperous country, especially in the US.
然后我们大家生活也过得很好。
And we live well daily.
但是这一种的环境有时候会让我们信仰一直往下退步。
But in this type of environment, it may cause our faith to go backwards.
甚至生活充满着不义。
That our life is filled with evil.
所以我们要从阿摩师来学一些属灵的教训。
So we must learn some spiritual teachings from the book of Amos.
我们现在回到阿摩师的第三章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 3.
第三章的第二节。
Amos chapter 3, verse 2.
第三章第二节，
Amos chapter 3, verse 2.
在万地上万族中，我只认识你们，因此我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
Chapter 3, verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities.
有时候我们在念这一节很难了解。为什么神只认识他们？然后，如果神只认识他们，为什么神要来追讨他们的罪？
And so, in reading this verse, we might find it difficult to understand because what does it mean that the Lord knows, that the Lord knows them, but he will punish them for their iniquities?
在地上万族地上有很多不同的种族。
Of all the families of the earth, means that there's a lot of different people in the world.
只有以色列人是神的选民。
But only the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
所以以色列这个字本身就是神的王子。
And so Israel, this name itself means the prince of God.
那其他的人就约叫做外邦人。
And everyone else, in the Bible, they are known as Gentiles.
跟神的约，跟神的福气都没有份的。
And they have no part in God's blessings.
所以以色列民是特别蒙恩的一群人。
And so the Israelites are a special people that have been chosen and blessed by God.
我们先来看《生命记》的第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
《生命记》的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
生命记七章六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
因你归主你的神为圣洁的民，主你的神从地上万族拣选你，特作自己的主民。这里讲神在万族拣选以色列做自己的子民。
And so here it says that God has chosen the Israelites to be a people for himself.
那被神拣选，这就是神的爱。
to be chosen by God is to be loved by God.
啊，所以在啊，在圣经的最后啊，旧约的最后一卷书里面，马拉基书。
In the book of Malachi,
啊，以色列神借着先知告诉说：“我爱你们。”他们说：“你在什么事上爱我？”
It says that God tells them that I have loved you, and the Israelites say, "In what way have you loved us?"
那神的回答就是：“你们蒙拣选，这就是神的爱。”
And so God says, "Because I have chosen you, this is my love towards you."
所以在生命记第七章的第八节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8.
第七节哈。
Verse 7.
因你们人数并非因你的人数多于别的民，不是你们人多，你们人是最少的。
And in verse 7, it says that it was not because they were not chosen because they were more in number than any other people, for you were the least.
第八节神爱你，要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，所以就把你们从埃及救出来。
And so God loves them because of the oath he swore to their fathers, and so he brought them out of Egypt.
所以今天呢，就是讲，因为神爱我们，拣选我们，所以神让我们受洗归入主的名下。
And so because God has chosen us and loves us, so he calls us so that we can be baptized and be under his name.
因此我们看以色列民从神就得到很大的恩典，他们是神所认识的。
And so the Israelites received great blessing and grace because they are the people that are known by God.
所以他们叫做独居之民，不列在万民当中的民。
And so they are not a people among all the peoples.
那今天这个独居的民，不列在万民之民就是我们每一个人。
And so today that is us.
我们是特别蒙恩的。
We are a special, we have received a special grace.
但是我们蒙恩神也有条件。
But this grace has some requirements.
所以在生命记里面神告诉他们要谨守遵行诫命，就可以继续活在神的恩典中。
And so that is why God tells them that they must keep the commandments in order to remain in this covenant.
但是如果违背神不遵守诫命就会受咒诅。
But if they rebel against God and do not follow his commandments, then they will be punished.
所以为什么我们回到阿摩司书第三章在讲地上万族中我只认识你，但是下面我要追讨你们的罪。
So if we turn back to Amos, so why is it that God knows all of the families of the earth, but therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities?
他们得到恩典，但是神也要他们过公义的生活。
So they have received this grace, but God wants them to live a righteous life.
不能够因为活在神的恩典当中就活在罪里面。
And so they can't live under grace, but still live in sin.
这两个是不能同时存在的。
These two things cannot coexist.
那在新约时代这个对我们来讲是什么意思？
So in the New Testament, what does this mean for us?
如果我们看希伯来书。
We look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章的二十六节。
Verse 26.
希伯来书十章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
因为我们得了真道以后， 若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再也没有了。二十七节。
27。
唯有但据等候审判和那烧灭敌人的烈火。二十八节。
28。
犯摩西的律法，凭着两三个人的见证，尚且不得连续而死。二十九节。
29。
何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵呢？你们想他要受的刑罚应该怎么加重？三十节。
30。
因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓。这一段圣经就是在讲蒙救恩的可贵。
And here in this passage, it talks about the preciousness of how we have been saved.
所以29节神儿子的血让我们成圣，就是指着洗礼。
And so in verse 29, it says that the blood of the Son of God is referring to water baptism.
所以我们在洗礼的时候，与主同死、同埋葬、同复活，在水里面洗礼，也在主耶稣的宝血里面洗礼。
Because we are being sanctified in Christ, so in his death and in his burial and in his resurrection, we are being baptized in this way.
那我们洗礼起来就被称义。
And after water baptism, we are made righteous.
罪得赦免，我们就得圣灵做一个凭据。
And after our sins are forgiven, we receive the Holy Spirit as evidence of our inheritance.
那还有天国的盼望。
And our hope for our heavenly kingdom.
这个都是蒙神拣选得到恩典。
And so these are all the grace that we receive when we have been chosen by God.
但是二十六节我们刚刚读的若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就没有了。
In verse 26, we read that if we sin willfully, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
所以在启示录里面有讲一些罪他们的份就在硫磺火湖里面。
Sorry, can you say that again?
在启示录里面有一些人虽然受洗还是会在硫磺火湖里面。
We know that in Revelation that even though there are those who have been baptized, but they still are in the lake of fire.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们犯了致死的罪。
Because they commit a sin leading to death.
二十，说唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像和一切说谎，他们的份就是在硫磺火湖里面。所以如果我们所以启示录里面讲到一些致死的罪。
And so in Revelation, it talks about sins that lead to death.
如果我们继续活在那个里面我们就会接受神的审判。
And if we continue to live in according to that, then we will receive the judgment of God.
当然不是死的罪，我们悔改，神会赦免我们。
And so of course, if we repent, God will forgive us.
所以我们在教会里面。如果有慕道者来，我们要把道理讲得很清楚，把神的恩典讲得很清楚。
So if we have truth seekers that come to our church, we must be clearly related to the words and gospel of God.
但是他自己要做决定，我不要，要不要来走这一条路。
However, they have to make the decision of whether or not they want to walk in this path.
继续再犯罪。那将来审判就比没有洗礼更严重。
And if they are baptized and they continue to sin, then their their punishment will be even more severe.
好，那我们再看希伯来书的第六章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse
4. 论到那些已经蒙天光照，尝过天恩之味，又与圣灵有份，第五节，并尝过善道之味，遂觉悟来世全能人，第六节。
Verse 6.
若离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔来啊！因为他们把儿子重钉十字架，明明羞辱他啊！第七节。
Seven.
对，就从神得福啊！第八节。
Verse eight.
若长荆棘跟棘藜，必被废弃。近乎咒诅，结局就是焚烧。所以这里开始也是在讲德的恩典非常宝贵。
And here, we can see that grace that they receive is very precious.
蒙光照，这个光啊，就是从神来的。
And if this light comes from God.
然后天恩的智慧啊，这个是天国的智慧。
And this heavenly gift comes from heaven.
然后有圣灵，体验过圣灵。
And those who have been partakers of the Holy Spirit.
然后有永生盼望。
They have hope for eternal life.
遗弃的就不能够就这个救恩就没有了。
And if they fall away, then this salvation is gone.
所以我们回到阿摩士书的第三章。
So let's turn back to Amos chapter 3.
为什么神这么严厉
？Why was God so so strict and severe？
万民中我只有认识你们。
You only have I known of all the families of the earth。
但是接下去说我要神要发声来攻击你们，第一节。
And therefore, God will go against them.And like this is in verse 1.
主要原因就是因为他们违背了跟神立约的律法，他们犯罪得罪神。
And this is, God is against them because they had sinned or gone against the covenant that they had made with God.
所以我们今天受洗，身份非常尊贵，福气非常丰富，一定要远离罪恶。
And so today we have been baptized, and so we must have been greatly blessed under the grace of God, so we must depart from sin.
然后我们就会继续享受神的同在，继续享受神丰盛的恩典。
Then we will be able to experience God's abundance and His abundant grace.
那我们如果再看第三章下去。
If we continue to look at chapter 3.
这里在讲为什么阿摩斯要说预言。
Here it tells us why Amos has to give this warning or prophecy.
然后从第三节
starting from verse 3
到第六节，我们可以看到有问有答。
We see that there is a series of questions and answers.
那这个问跟答就是在讲原因跟结果。
And these question and answers is talking about the reason and or the cause and the effect.
那他这里讲的例子好像狮子，然后雀鸟，这个都是阿摩斯当牧人很实际的体验。
And so the lion and the bird, these are experiences that Amos had personally.
那他用这个因跟果的问答要做什么？
And so using these question and answer, what is the purpose?
就是要引导到第六节一直到第八节。
And it's leading up to the main point in verse 6 to 8.
就是要让他们知道为什么神会说预言，叫阿摩斯说预言来审判他们。
To let them know why God told Amos to say this prophecy of warning to them.
好，那我们现在一句来看。
So now let us look at it one verse at a time.
第三节，两人若不能同心，岂能同行呢？
Three, can two walk together unless they are agreed?
所以要同行，一定要同心。
So in order to walk together, they must be of the same heart and agreement.
以色列百姓在生活当中看起来并没有跟神同行。
And so for the Israelites, it seems that at the time they were not walking with God.
因为他们活在罪里面，这个跟神离开越来越远。
Because they were living in sin, and in this way, they were walking farther and farther away from God.
那这个最基本就是因为他们没有跟神同心。
And so at the very basic is or foundation is that they did not have the same heart as God.
他们的心，已经离开神的道。
Their heart had departed from the word of God or the way of God.
那接下去第四节狮子要抓时才会在林中吼叫。
Verse 4, will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey?
所以要抓食，因此才会吼叫，是有一个目的的。
And so the lion roars for a reason, because he wants to catch a prey.
那这个就是一直引申到后来，就是为什么神要说预言，这是有目的的。
And so this connects to why God wants to give this warning, because there is a purpose behind it.
然后少壮的狮子若无所得，岂能从洞中发声呢？
And also, will a young lion cry out of his den if he has caught nothing?
所以他从洞中发声是因为他得到一些东西。
And so they cry out of the den because they have received something.
然后第五节。
Verse 5.
如果没有鸡见，那就没有鸟被抓住了。
If there was no snare, then the bird will not be trapped in it.
所以鸟被抓住是因为有鸡见。
And so a bird is caught in the snare because the snare is set up to trap it.
这个主要是指的说，因为有神存在，所以我们犯罪才会有一个后果。
And so because this tells us that it's the existence of God, that is why there is a consequence of our sin.
那如果我不相信有神，我什么都可以做，因为没有神还有什么后果？
Because if I did not believe in God, then I can do whatever I want because there are no consequences.
那如果有神，我犯的罪就好像鸟被这个网罗网住一样。
And so if I have sinned, then I am like this bird that I fall into the trap.
那么第六节。
Verse 6.
城中若吹角，百姓岂不惊恐呢？
If a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people be afraid?
那这个跟下一句是相对的。
This is similar to the next phrase.
为什么会吹角呢？因为灾祸已经快到了。
Is that if the because the trumpet is blown because calamity is there?
为什么？这是从神所降的。
And this has because God caused it.
所以到最后这个以色列民的城本来很快乐的地方，忽然间充满着惊恐。为什么？因为神生气了。
And so, though they were very prosperous, and they become afraid, and this is because of this calamity, because God is angry.
好，那叫阿摩斯来发预言，这个一般人都不喜欢做的。
And of course, for Amos to give this these words of warning is not what most people would want to do.
所以昨天我们读第五章的十五节。
Yesterday, I mean, we read chapter 5, verse 15.
说通达人见这样的时事必静默不言，因为时事真是恶。
And it's in verse 15, it says, hate evil and love good. Establish justice in the gate.
阿摩斯书五章的
13?
十四节。
Oh, 14.
十三，十三。
13. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
因为如果发言不但没有好的结果，反而受逼迫。
And so, because even those who say know what is good, and they if they speak, they would be persecuted. That's why they keep silent.
那对阿摩斯来讲，为什么他不能不说预言？
And so for Amos, why could he not speak this prophecy?
如果我们看第七节，
if you look at verse 7,
第三章第七节，
chapter 3, verse 7.
神若不只是奥秘，只是他的仆人，众先知就一无所信。
Verse 7, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
所以先知他能够去传讲，是因为神指示他。
So the prophet has to speak because God has commanded and instructed him to.
因此在第一章，阿摩斯书第一章的第一节最后，阿摩斯得默示，论以色列。
And it begins in Amos, chapter 1, verse 1, it says that Amos saw concerning Israel.
Okay. 这个默示就是对先知的一个担子。
And he saw this a vision, which is a burden for the prophet.
所以神把他对以色列百姓的审判那默示给阿摩斯，这个就是阿摩斯的责任。
And so God revealed this to Amos, and so it becomes Amos's responsibility to share.
所以他一定要讲。
So he must speak.
那第八节第三章第八节。
Let's look at Amos chapter 3, verse 8.
第三章第八节下半句，主发声，谁能不说预言？
In the latter half, the Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
那前面讲狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕呢？
As a lion has roared, who will not fear?
那我们把它平行过来看，这个狮子就在比喻神啊，神是非常威严的，如果神一开始讲话，每一个先知都会去传预言。
And so these are parallels. So the lion roared. And so if the Lord has spoken, which prophet would not speak what God has told him?
所以为什么阿摩斯会去说预言？因为神已经指示他，而且神本身已经发声了。
And so why would Amos speak? It's because God has instructed him to speak this prophecy.
那在第三章第三章从第九节一直到十五节就是在讲惩罚的预告。
Starting from Amos chapter 3, verse 9 to 15, then it talks about the warning of the punishment to come.
神讲的话安定在天直到永远，人不能改变的。
And that the words of God are in heaven and are unchangeable by man.
神说是就是是，神说成就成。
God says yes, and it is yes. God says it is done, and it is done.
因为神有绝对的主权掌管一切。
And this is because God has complete authority over all things.
所以在第九节到十五节，这个是还没有发生的事情。但是神已经启示阿摩斯，阿摩斯要去传预言。
And so from verses 9 to 15, these are events that have not taken place. God has instructed Amos to give warning about these things that will take place.
但是这个一定会发生。
And because for sure these events will come to pass.
因为是神讲的。
Because these are the words of God.
所以第十节，以强暴抢夺财物，积蓄在自己家中的人不知道遵行正道的事。这里在讲当时的人所犯的罪。
And so in verse 10, it describes the evil and the sin of the people at the time.
然后他们要遇到什么事情。
And what events will occur?
敌人必来到围攻这地，使你的势力衰微，抢夺你的家财。
And so the enemies will come and be all around their land, and they will take from the palaces.
所以他们正在犯罪的时候很强盛，但是当神开始生气的时候，那个时候他们就会遇到一些困难。
So though they were very prosperous, but when God is working against them, then they will encounter difficulty.
所以这里才讲说敌人要围攻这个地，然后你的势力会衰微。
And that's why God says an adversary shall be all around the land and he shall sap your strength from you.
然后要抢夺你的家财。
And they will their palaces will be plundered.
然后到那牧人只抢回来这里讲两个羊腿或者半个耳朵。
In verse 12, it says that the shepherd is only able to take two legs or a piece of ear from the mouth of the lion.
那当时有一些人，以色列人嘛，因为国势很强盛。
And so because at the time, there were, they were very prosperous.
所以他们有一些以色列人住在撒玛利亚。
And so as a result, some of them were living in Samaria.
但是生活相当好，所以你看到下面说躺卧在床脚上或者铺绣花毯的榻上，这个就是相当高的生活水准。
So they were living in the corner of a bed or on the edge of a couch. So this is quite higher standard of living for the people at the time.
但是当神允许外国来围攻的时候，能够得救的就非常的少啊，好像一头羊的一些半个耳朵两个羊腿这样而已，其他全部都是被吃掉了。
And but when the foreign enemies come, then the people that will remain will be very little, like the little pieces of the sheep that's left.
所以那个生活很舒服，社会很繁荣。
Although they live,
当神把恩典拿掉，神开始生气的时候，这些都过去了。
And so, though they were living a very prosperous life, but when God's wrath is upon them, all of this is taken away.
所以我们能够享受生活的恩典是因为神继续与我们同在。
So we're able to experience the blessing in life is because God is abiding with us.
那如果我们做了让神生气，这一切都会过去的。
But if we cause God to be angry, then all of or everything that we have will be taken away.
好，那我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
我要拆毁过冬和过夏的房屋然后象牙的房屋也必毁掉高大的房屋都必归于无有。所以他们当时真的夏天有夏天住的房子，冬天有冬天住的房子，有象牙的房屋，真的是生活过得很好。
And so we can see that they had their seasonal homes, like winter, their winter and summer houses. And so they really were very prosperous and lived very good, wealthy lives at this time.
但是得罪了神，这一切都变成没有了。
But because they have sinned against God, all of this was taken away.
好，那我们现在就用三个问题来思考我们今天这一节学的这一章。
And so now we will use three questions to think about what we have learned from this chapter.
第一个，神攻击他所爱的选民，为什么？
The first is, why did God speak against the people that he loves?
既然他爱他，他为什么要攻击他？
Because he loves them, why would he speak against them?
神爱他们，是拣选他们，带他们出埃及，进入迦南地。神给他们的恩典够多了。
And so, the grace that God has given to them, he has brought them out of Egypt and into this land. The grace that God has bestowed upon them is more than enough.
但是他们不懂得用感恩来回报神。
But they didn't know to repay God with thanksgiving.
他们离开神去犯罪。
Instead, they departed from God and sinned.
所以为什么神会攻击他所爱的选民？
And this is why God would go against the chosen people that he loves.
第二个哈，为何先知第二个问题哈，为何先知不能不说预言？
And so the second question, why must a prophet prophesy?
第一个是因为神已经指示他要说什么。
And the first is because God has already instructed him on what he must speak.
所以他已经有个内容，神要叫他讲。
There is a message that God wants him to say.
发生。
And about what is to come.
好像第八节，狮子在吼叫，这是神一发声，是非常威严的，所以先知一定会去做。
And so this is like in chapter 3, verse 8, that God is very serious, like a lion roaring. So the prophet is forced to prophesy.
那第三个问题。
The third question.
什么不同？神惩罚人，跟人在惩罚人有什么不同？
What is the difference between God's punishment and man's punishment?
最简单的不同就是神惩罚他的选民是要叫他们回头改变。
And so at the very basic is that God punishes so that in hope that the people will turn back and change from their sinful ways.
罚人，惩罚里面另外一个人，人惩罚人是要毁灭另外一个人。
And so, God, so when man wants to punish, it is so that they want to harm the other person.
所以，大卫他说我宁愿落在神的手中啊。
And so that is why David, King David says that he'd rather be under, fall under on the hand of God than under the hand of man.
所以他选择三天的瘟疫。
So he chose to, the punishment of, 3 days of plague.
那神一看到人死了，神马上圣经说神后悔了，就改变了。
And so in the Bible, it says that God saw that the people were being destroyed, and so he regretted it and stopped the plague.
所以第三章虽然讲在神要毁灭他们，其实这个公义里面是有怜悯的。
So even though in chapter 3, it talks about how God is to punish them, but God has, in this justice and righteousness, there is mercy.
好，我们现在休息5分钟啊，到5:52，好，我们再开始第二节。
So we will now take a 5-minute break until 5:52.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息。
And let us now take a break.